What's up everyone, Howard Pinsky here with a very quick video answering one of the more common questions I've received about the new dehaze feature in Photoshop CC 2015. And that is, does it work on JPEGs or does it only work on raw images? And the short answer, it definitely works on JPEGs. Let me show you how this works. So here I have an image that I grabbed from Shutterstock.com. It's a standard JPEG, not a raw image. And what I'm going to do first is convert it into a smart object by right-clicking on it in the layers panel and convert it to smart object. This will ensure that I can always go back and make edits to the camera raw filter at a later point. Now, with that done, I'm going to head up to the filter menu and then access the camera raw filter. And just like with raw images, I'm not going to touch the basic adjustments. I'm simply going to hop into the effects tab where we now have the new dehaze slider. And to remove the haze in this image, I'm simply going to start dragging it to the right and Photoshop is going to start its magic. Now keep in mind, because this isn't a raw image, it doesn't contain as much data, but it still does a pretty nice job. And now I can hop back into the basic adjustments to make some final tweaks to get exactly the result that I'm looking for. And if I press the P key, here's the before, very hazy image, and here's the after. Again, this was done on a JPEG and not a raw image. Now, of course, the dehaze slider doesn't only remove haze, it also adds haze as well. So let's say I wanted to make this image a little bit more gloomy. Back in the effects tab, I can now slide the dehaze slider to the left to add some more haze. I'm gonna hop back into the basic adjustments, drop my shadows a little bit, maybe increase the contrast, and I now have an even more hazy image than I did when I started. Let's take a look at one more example. This image here, another hazy image. Just like before, I'm gonna right click, convert it to a smart object, head up to the filter menu, down to the camera raw filter. I'm not gonna touch the basic adjustments, hop straight into the effects tab, and increase the dehaze slider to remove some of the haze in this image. Now you may notice in this image there's a little bit of oversaturation. So back in the basic adjustment, I can simply decrease the vibrance to calm down those greens just a little bit. Maybe now I'll increase my clarity a touch, increase the contrast, up the shadows, and there I have the final result. Here's the before, and here's the after. Again, this was all done on a JPEG and not a raw image. And just like the last example, if I wanted to, I can hop back into dehaze. I can now slide the dehaze slider to the left to introduce haze into the image. Again, I'm gonna decrease the shadows a touch, increase the clarity, increase the contrast, and I now have a pretty decent looking gloomy image. So whether you want to remove haze or introduce haze from your JPEGs, you can certainly do so using the Camera Raw filter in Photoshop.